Hi, today we are going to meet with Ben Asamani, the chef and owner of 222, a vegan restaurant not too far from here. See you there. Well, that ride certainly worked up my appetite. Let's go and see what Ben has for us. Hi, Ben. How are you? It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
I've heard many good things about 222 from friends and also from online reviews. Yeah. Can you tell me about how you decided and why you decided to open up a vegan restaurant?
Okay. First of all, I became a vegetarian when I was about 16. And I just one day got up and I felt I don't think I need meat.
Wow.
And there I begin to know that there's a lot of people who also don't eat meat, they are vegetarians. Then I realized I'm not the only one on in this world. And thereafter I discovered that to be a vegan, it will be more healthier for me. For me, it's about what I call a healthy lifestyle. And so when I was about 23, I became a vegan. And around that time, I was, working in the kitchen as a commis chef. And I felt, a love for cooking. And then I decided, why can't I learn to become a chef? And so that the knowledge I acquired by preparing the meat dishes, if I can turn them to a vegan dish. And so this is how everything came about. And today, I've privilege of cooking vegan dishes.
Well, I'm certainly very looking forward to it. So Ben, what kind of dishes do you specialize in?
I like this question, because, originally I came from Ghana. Ghana is in West Africa.
Yeah.
And so now that I'm a chef, and I'm from Ghana, though I live here in the UK. People tend to think that it's an African restaurant, but actually it's international.
Yeah.
My dishes are international. If you look at my website and you look at the dishes closely, I have something like a stroganoff. Stroganoff is not an African dish,
Wow.
I have a pasta dishes, And as I said, it's an international, So, all the taste is there.
So you cater for everybody?
Everybody.
All the taste?
Yeah, from the north, from the south, east and the west, everyone.
Excellent.
Yes. And in fact, even though the dishes are everything vegan, majority of the customers are meat eaters. And they enjoy it because they just couldn't believe that they are eating a vegetarian food or a vegan dish that have no meat or fish or chicken or anything like that. So it's international.
Well, all your dishes sound delicious. Can you perhaps prep one for us and show us how you make them?
Yes, come on, come with me. Let's go.
Since opening its doors in 2004, 222 Veggie Vegan Restaurant in London, England, has received fantastic reviews and wide acclaim. The Times publication named it one of their top 10 vegetarian restaurants. And Time Out London writes, 222 Veggie Vegan is the kind of restaurant every neighbourhood would like. Some of the best vegan fare you'll find in London. Chef Ben has ensured that the menu is as diverse as the guests who frequent the restaurant. At 222, you can find dishes like the favourite and fragrant hearty vegan roast, alongside fresh salads and raw entrees, like pumpkin noodles with grated coconut. And to top your vegan dining experience, how about a dessert like the 222 pancake? Vanilla ice cream wrapped in a wholemeal pancake, topped with warm vanilla and chocolate sauce. Simply sumptuous.
All right, today I'm gonna cook a delicious vegan dish. Something that actually have it on my new menu that is coming soon. And it's a spinach and oyster mushroom cadet. This dish is completely vegan
and it comes with a potato, and I'm going to mix the spinach and tofu cottage cheese, which I made it here in this kitchen, together, and we put it on the potato, and then we bake it, and then we prepare cream sauce, which is vegan cream. Also, we made a cream ourselves here in this kitchen, and we saute the ostra mushroom, and we put it on. So after we finish everything, you will see how it look on the plate. This dish is just only for one person. So you have like a handful of baby spinach, a spoon of onion, and also a little pinch of garlic, and then we start. So as I am preparing it, I will be telling you more about it. So this is the onion, and also the baby spinach, which I'm chopping down a little bit. It's always amazing when people come in the kitchen and they realize that they can eat creamy dish without dairy. So, as I said earlier, the potato is already boiled, and we're going to put it on the tray. Right. And we're going to brush it a little bit. And in the oven. In this kitchen, we try to avoid deep frying dishes, because we think while vegan food or vegetarian food in general is good for you, it's also important that the food must be healthy, so that you eat well, as I always said, and then you live well. So now we're gonna cook this a little bit on a little bit of olive oil. Okay. And here's the tofu cottage cheese. Okay, added the spinach. Okay. And also the pimento sauce. All these ingredients are made in here, right here in this kitchen. Okay. So while this is preparing, we start the white sauce. We actually use cashew to make the cream. It's a garlic. Okay. And there's some little leek and carrot. And I put in a little bit of vegan bouillon, which give you a little bit extra taste. And a little bit of marigold liquid amino. Okay. And some fresh basil. Now let me grab the white sauce. It's always good to be in the fridge. Good. Okay. A little bit of water to make sure it's released. Okay. So this is the vegan white sauce. Okay, add a little more spinach. Right, we still have our potato in the oven to bake nicely for us. Right, so this is done. The spinach one is done. We're going to now prepare the ostra mushroom. A little bit of onion for that as well. A little bit of olive oil. Okay. A little bit more water for this. A little bit more release. Okay. It's always good for the food to look good. So I pinch a little bit of parsley in it so that it gives you a nice look. And some tamari sauce. Okay, so now we go back to the oven to get the potato out. Okay, so we're gonna put this one on top of the potato, and we'll put it back in the oven to bake nicely. Okay. So we are almost there. It's always good to taste what you are doing to make sure that you are giving the right food or the right taste to the customer. Very nice. Okay. I need a little olive oil to give them that look. A little more parsley and a pinch of salt. That's it. Alright. So, doesn't take long at all. We are almost there. We are almost there. Look in the oven and check. In the next 2 minutes, that will be ready. And then we serve it. Okay. Right. From the oven. In fact, you can even share it with your friend, you know. Even though it's one portion, you can share it. Okay. Right. So this, the white sauce, we made this with cashew to avoid the dairy. Okay, and then some Oswa mushroom on top. Okay, so we'll garnish it a little bit with some salad. It's always good to have some salad with your food. Okay. Right. Parsley. Okay, here we have our Oswa mushroom spinach cutlet.
When we return after this brief message, Chef Ben will show us how to make the three secret sauces that complete this 222 Veggie Vegan Restaurant speciality dish. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
I've just shown you how to make this delicious dish. To let prepare this dish at home, there's three key ingredients. That's one, the tofu cottage cheese, two, the pimento sauce, and three, the white sauce. Now, let's start with organic soya mayonnaise first. So 1 cup of organic soya milk, 1/2 cup of cold-pressed sunflower oil. I said cold-pressed because that is a bit better than the normal one. Okay. And all that you have to do now is to put a little pinch of salt and a pinch of garlic. So you put it on your blender. Right. So we just mix the the soya milk. Okay, so now we just mix the milk and the lemon juice to make it a bit more thicker. It's the lemon juice that made the difference for the organic soya mayonnaise. Okay, so the tofu, we mash it. We mash the tofu. You can choose to put the blender if you or you prefer. Right. So now we add the soya mayonnaise to that. And we got our cottage cheese. Okay. So this is the cottage cheese that we use for the dish that we prepared earlier. Okay. The next one is the cashew cream. This is very, very simple. If you are a vegetarian or a vegan and you prefer not to eat dairy cream, this is so simple. Just use your cashew. And the water. Again, you put it on the blender. Yeah. That's your cashew cream. You can use this cream to make any dish that you want it creamy. You can even use this in the soup. You can use it to do anything that you know you can prepare and you want it creamy. It's so simple. So if you forget anything, not this. Okay. Now, the pimento sauce. Is the pepper the red one? And you add. This is a yeast flake, but this yeast flake, one pepper, two spoons of the yeast flake, and some tahini, half a tablespoon. If you put too much, it will be bitter. Again, a pinch of salt. A little bit of lemon juice and olive oil. Again, we blend it. Okay, and that is also our pimento sauce. These are the main three ingredients for the awesome mushroom spinach cadet dish. Okay, I hope you learn something from this dish that we present to you. Okay, please come and have a taste.
All right, Ben. Wow, yeah. That looks delicious.
Yes.
So many colors. Is it okay if I try some?
Sure. Thank it's there for you to try.
Looks really yummy. I'm gonna try a little bit of everything.
Yeah, sure.
That's really delicious.
Thank you.
So many flavors.
Yes.
And textures. It's
yes.
It's nice and creamy, and then you've got the mushrooms as well that make it rich.
Yes.
Wow, that's that's truly a vegan delight.
Yes.
Very, very nice. Thank you for joining us on today's show. From 222 in London, we wish you happy vegan cooking and a healthy life. Bye.
Bye.
222 Veggie Vegan Restaurant is located at 222 North End Road in West Kensington, London, UK. Visit 222 online at www.222veggievegan.com. You can also email info@222veggievegan.com or call 4420 738 12322.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.